She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chest stack, it just...
Well, Gabriel,
what's up?
Time to pay the piper. Time to face the music. The fat lady has sungeth. Brewers get bounced yesterday. Two games. Wild card. Loss. Loss. End of the season. Dunzo. Goodbye. Frustrated. Angry. Sad. I'm going to go home now. I just did the live poetry read. What do they call those?
Poetry slams? I mean, you are dressed in black. I think you'd fit in.
It's true.
You and Chew.
Has the snap gone away? I think it has.
Snaps?
No one snaps anymore.
Well, they do at poetry slams.
Never heard of it.
What do you mean nobody snaps anymore?
No one does. It used to be a, hey, come on, come on, come on, come on. No one does that anymore. It's too much work.
I think they do.
No.
Let's go. Come on. Yes, I do that.
Last week, I went and read stories for my sister's second grade class, and the kids were all excited to show me that they could snap. So I don't think the snap's going away. It seems that the younger generation, Chew, is latching onto the snap.
Really?
I snap on my kids all the time.
Really?
Oh, different.
Different. Different.
Different kind of snapping.
I snap things a couple times a week.
Different kind of snap. Also, let's move on.
Good for you.
She started it.
Hey, I didn't say there was anything wrong. I was encouraging you.
I put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll last night after the game went final. How you feeling this morning? How are you feeling last night? How you feeling in general? Sad, annoyed, angry, numb. 36% of people right now are saying annoyed. I'm annoyed, too. I'm actually annoyed at myself. Because you know what I didn't do, guys? I didn't enjoy the regular season. What a dope. What a dum-dum. I totally bought into this. The Brewers are the best team in the Central. Brewers are clearly going to the postseason. Now, look, you can make the argument that the NL Central is a dog bleep division. I would not argue that point. But I was like, I'll watch it when they're in the postseason. Because, again, we have talked about the excitement level, the adrenaline rush that accompanies postseason baseball is unlike anything else. It's like a 9 on the on the excitement level. Regular season baseball is like a 3. So you got to watch 3 regular season baseball games in order to maybe get the payback of 1 postseason game. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cash in all my chips in the postseason. I'm going to watch all the games in the postseason. Now it's over. I didn't enjoy baseball this year. And that's on me. That's my bad. Because nothing is promised. Postseason wasn't promised. A long run in the postseason wasn't promised. It's my bad for not paying more attention during the regular season. Maybe, Gabe, if I had paid more attention during the regular season, I would have seen this coming.
Maybe. I mean, again, it's just 2 games in a baseball. Like, somebody hits one that sneaks through. It's a completely different. But their offense is just, they just lack that middle of the order bat. And you just get that feeling because you've got some good bats at the top, like the way Christian Yelich played this year. William Contreras had a really good year. But the 8th and 9th innings, by the way, last night, AmFam Field was rocking. Like, everybody was on their feet for the entire innings. Before Yelich even laid down that bunt to start a potential rally in the 8th, everybody's already up on their feet. So everybody's into it. But then you start the rally. All right, you got Yelich on. Then you got Contreras. And Mark Canha dumps one in right field. And now Sal Frelick is up.
He's a rookie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Sal Frelick on a good team, he's probably batting 8th or 9th.
Yeah.
He's not batting 5th.
Then you got Adames yesterday in the lineup.
Sure. And, I mean, Willie didn't have a great year. You know, Willie's probably a pretty good 6th. They just don't have that middle-of-the-order bat that is just feared.
Didn't Donaldson get hit by a pitch late? Who got hit by the pitch late?
Yeah, he got hit in the pitch to lead off the 9th.
Yeah, that helped.
Yeah, but I'm just saying they just don't have that bat that's feared in the middle part of that lineup. They don't have a bat that's feared really anywhere. They have a couple of bats where you're like, okay, you got to pitch around him carefully.
Wait, so are you telling me they should have gone out and gotten somebody this offseason? I'm sorry, during the regular season?
They tried, right, at the deadline.
Well, at the deadline, they picked up, you know, Santana and Canha. And both those guys are solid bats. But it's just, as more and more time goes on, and it was good to see Christian regain some form this year.
Still overpaid.
But at the same time, like, literally, Chew, every general manager in baseball in the history of baseball, would have given Christian Yelich the deal that he got at the time.
Yes. Yeah,
but
I agree.
You like two things can be true, right? Like that can be true. And because they're now paying Christian Yelich, and this version of Christian Yelich can be found a lot of different places.
But if he
that's
played,
part of the reason that they're being held
if he
back.
Played for the Red Sox, Yankees, Dodgers, he'd probably be gone.
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
No, they'd still have. I mean, he'd bat at the top. He'd bat leadoff, and they just go spend money on somebody else who's a feared number three hitter, right?
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't be gone. I mean, again, he had a solid season this year. It's just he's getting paid to drive the ball out of the ballpark and be the guy that's just, oh boy. And here comes Yelich, and you know we got a bunch of runners on, and he's just not that guy anymore.
Look, I know people went into the game feeling optimistic, feeling excited. None more so than our guy Gabe Neitzel, who yesterday was handling our ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account and was showing just how confident he was in the Brewers. Now, to be fair, they did start out pretty good. But someone asked me at one point, I wonder how Jen Latta is feeling. I believe the score at that time was 3-0, maybe?
2-0.
2-0?
They only scored two
That's
runs.
Right, 2-0. I'm confusing it with the previous game where they only scored three runs. 2-0. And I said, nervous. Let's take a listen to Gabe Neitzel on the ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account yesterday.
Ooh, we're going up against Zach Gallen. Ooh, 31 pitches, two runs, 2-0 Brew. Yeah, that's how we do it.
Wait, geez.
Big Zach Gallen. What's he ever done?
Wait, Chew, do you want to hear more?
Yeah, give me a little more.
2.5 innings in, five's immaculate. Freddie, turns out, he's pretty good. 4 strikeouts through 3 innings, I think that's pretty good.
And not as emphatic with the confidence as he was, but it's pretty good. And let's listen to Gabe in the 6th inning of yesterday, or after the 6th inning, rather.
Top of the 6th. Didn't go the way we wanted. We're fine. Got 12 outs to work with. 3, 4, 5 coming up. Chip away. Don't leave it all back at once. Chip away here. All right? Let's keep this up.
Narrator. They were not fine.
They did not chip away.
They did not chip away. Although, again, would you rather that they just went down guy after guy after guy? Or rally that they showed where they loaded the bases and you thought they got to push one of these in. They got to push a couple of these in. And if they push a couple of these in, then anything is possible, right? Because it's baseball and baseball is dumb.
It was so fun to be in the ballpark for the 8th and 9th innings yesterday. Like, again, everybody on your feet. Like, you don't get that for that long. Like, I don't know where else you get that. Like, if you go to a Bucks playoff game, you're not standing for that long straight. Like, you might get up and, you know, cheer, and then, you know, you're standing for a defensive possession or a quick back and forth, but usually somebody takes time out and you end up sitting down. Like, everybody was standing for the entire 8th inning, for the entire 9th inning. Like, it was, and that goes to the point you were making earlier, Jen. Like, playoff baseball is fun, and everybody was into it last night.
Yeah, but
they
what
just
do you,
don't have.
What do you think of the booing a Winker? That's bad. You can't do that. I mean, what are you doing? What are you, seriously, what are you doing? I don't care who it is. You can boo him after or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I've ever been booed at halftime, but I've been around teams that get booed at halftime, and it's not a good feeling, and you're kind of like, can't boo the guy before he even
steps into the batter's.
That's Bush League.
Yeah.
That is Bush League.
100%. I don't understand.
That's New York. That's Philadelphia. That's not Milwaukee.
I don't understand.
Ooh, wait, hold, unpack. What do you mean?
I would expect more from Milwaukee fans.
You good, Adam Schefter?
I don't mind them booing. But, dude, when you're walking up to the plate, I mean, I can't even imagine how he feels.
I'm trying to figure out, are you trying to equate that with, like, an unintelligent fan base? Are you trying to say New York and Philly have had more success?
It's Bush.
So they have higher demands?
He's saying Philly boots Santa Claus.
So if the guy hits a home run, Jen, if the guy hits a home run, does he have the right then to flip off the fans?
Just double birds around second
base. David
Bakhtiari,
Soldier Field type of stuff.
Does he?
Just giving crotch chops on his way home.
That's Bush League. It's total Bush League.
I think the fan base was frustrated with the lack of production. Look, they got hits. The team got hits. In the 2 games, guys, there were 21 hits. Problem is, it was only 5 runs.
Then boo the coach. Don't boo the player.
Like, I understand booing Winker after he grounds out. But, like, as he's walking up to the dish, you can't do it.
But are they booing the manager's decision to put Winker in?
Doesn't matter.
I just think it's bad.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, like, you're still, like, Winker's still getting booed in that scenario.
Because to me, part of that is an intelligent fan base who is aware of what Winker has done and is a little bit miffed that he's in that position in the first place.
I understand. I was miffed he was going up there too, but guess what? I'm rooting for the Brewers last night.
But
guess
clearly,
if you were a fan of the Brewers last night and you were upset that Jesse Winker went to the plate, what did you still need Winker to do?
Hit.
And guess what's not going to help him hit?
Booing.
Yeah, of course.
100%. But Gabe, you have to recognize that it was a lot of people. It's not like it was a couple of jokers out there who were just really, really loud.
And it was still dumb. It was still dumb to do. Again, after he grounds out, sure, do whatever you want to do. But like when a guy's coming up to the plate, you don't want to completely undercut
an emotional response to the way the team had been performing or underperforming. I think he probably caught the brunt of it, Joshy, but that to me is how do you explain
it's like booing
so
a
many
kicker
people doing
going
it.
Out for the game-winning kick before he even takes a snap? Like, what the hell are we doing?
I think booing Jesse Winker goes deeper than even just the season and just Jesse Winker. I think it goes back to, since 2018, the one playoff win that this team has had. The consistent issue with always not being able to hit with runners in scoring position. The Brewers in the playoffs have underperformed to a degree on offense that is like hard to fathom. You saw Adam McKelvey and some of those guys putting out the stats last night. It hasn't looked good. So I think Jesse Winker, well, he got the wrong end of the deal, and he shouldn't have been booed. It was the embodiment of, since 2018, I'm not happy with the way this team has performed, and I can see where this is going once again.
Sure, now, I get that, but don't make it a self-fulfilling prophecy.
But what I don't understand, Gabe, is it's not like you're admonishing one or two people who were talking out of turn.
Yeah.
This was a stadium. I mean, you could hear it through the television at home. So to me, it's like there's a collective something that is happening there that you're trying to criticize, which again, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying like clearly this was a more universal position, belief, thought, action than just a couple of dudes who had a few too many pops and, you know, didn't know where they were.
Doesn't mean it's any less dumb.
And he's a young kid, right?
Winker?
Yeah.
No, he's going to be out of baseball.
he's
like 33.
Is he?
Yeah.
Are you confusing him with somebody else? Like Weimer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it's Weimer.
Yeah.
One of those W names.
It's hard. The Weimers and the Winkers.
Who's the dude with the blonde hair?
Weimer.
Is that the bad guy or the good guy?
Holy moly.
You can see how I get confused, though, Jen. It doesn't take much.
that's the understatement of the century.
What are they doing having two guys with the W name on the roster?
A W ends in an ER. What are we doing?
Why would they do that to me?
Poor roster management is what that is.
800-990-3776. Let us know. It is on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account. How are you feeling after the Brewers have been bounced from the postseason unceremoniously? We put it on the poll. Sad, annoyed, angry, numb. I think I was numb. I sat there for 25 minutes. Just like, how did this happen? How do we get here? How did the Diamondbacks, who, oh, by the way, had one of the middle-of-the-road bullpens in all of baseball, shut down the Brewers? Did the Brewers know they could score runs after the first and second inning? Maybe no one told them. I don't know.
Yeah, that's possible. I think like the Green Bay Packers, we have to explore all possibilities. And maybe, Jen, somebody told them that it wasn't legal to score after the fifth.
Not allowed. Don't have a permit for that. We will talk to Jason Wilde about your Green Bay Packers right after this. Get us your reaction to the Brewers' loss. I am mostly feeling blank. Have you tried Celsius Energy Drink yet? Man, is today one of those days where you could really use a Celsius Energy Drink. If your team has let you down and you're dragging, might I suggest a Celsius? My favorite flavor is, of course, the peach vibe. And I know y'all have been buying it up because I can't find it anymore at my grocery store. Good thing I can have it delivered right to my doorstep on Amazon. If you need to stay active and energized all day long, you should do it with Celsius. Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.